Hi, everybody. Wednesday is Earth Day, a day to appreciate and protect this precious planet we call home. And today, there's no greater threat to our planet than climate change. 2014 was the planet's warmest year on record. 14 of the 15 hottest years on record have all fallen in the first 15 years of this century. This winter was cold in parts of our country, as some folks in Congress like to point out, but around the world, it was the warmest ever recorded. And the fact that the climate is changing has very serious implications for the way we live now. Stronger storms, deeper droughts, longer wildfire seasons. The world's top climate scientists are warning us that a changing climate already affects the air our kids breathe. Last week, the Surgeon General and I spoke with public experts about how climate change is already affecting patients across the country. The Pentagon says that climate change poses immediate risks to our national security. And on Earth Day, I'm going to visit the Florida Everglades to talk about the way that climate change threatens our economy. The Everglades is one of the most special places in our country, but it's also one of the most fragile. Rising sea levels are putting a national treasure and an economic engine for the South Florida tourism industry at risk. So climate change can no longer be denied or ignored. The world is looking to the United States, to us, to lead. And that's what we're doing. We're using more clean energy than ever before. America's number one in wind power, and every 3 weeks we bring online as much solar power as we did in all of 2008. We're taking steps to waste less energy with more fuel-efficient cars that save us money at the pump and more energy-efficient buildings that save us money on our electricity bills. So thanks in part to these actions, our carbon pollution has fallen by 10% since 2007, even as we've grown our economy and seen the longest streak of private sector job growth on record. We've committed to doubling the pace at which we cut carbon pollution, and China's committed for the first time to limiting their emissions. And because the world's two largest economies came together, there's new hope that with American leadership this year, the world will finally reach an agreement to prevent the worst impacts of climate change before it's too late. This is an issue that's bigger and longer lasting than my presidency. It's about protecting our God-given natural wonders and the good jobs that rely on them. It's about shielding our cities and our families from disaster and harm. It's about keeping our kids healthy and safe. This is the only planet we've got. And years from now, I want to be able to look our children and grandchildren in the eye and tell them that we did everything we could to protect it. Thanks, everybody, and have a great weekend.